Sunday, 17th of March, 2024. Maybe today. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You are permitted to speak for yourself." So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself. Acts 26, 1. A more literal translation would be, "And Agrippa said to Paul, 'It is permitted for you to speak for yourself.' Then Paul made his defence, having stretched out the hand." CG. The previous verse ended chapter 25 with Festus noting that it was unreasonable to send a prisoner without specifying charges against him. Now chapter 26 begins with, "And Agrippa said to Paul." Scholars state that he was not in a superior position to Festus, but rather a different type of position. Therefore, his speaking first isn't a yielding to his status. Instead, Agrippa, as the one who has requested the audience, 25:22, and as the one who has been petitioned for assistance in the matter, 25:26, is the one to grant Paul permission to speak. Understanding that, Agrippa says, "It is permitted for you to speak for yourself." Agrippa, having previously noted to Festus that he wanted to hear Paul, eagerly hands over to the chained apostle the right to speak. There is no introductory statement, no question added concerning the words of Festus, and no repetition of any of the charges of the Jews. One can get the sense that Agrippa truly was excitedly curious about Paul and what he had to say. Having given the platform to Paul, it next says, "Then Paul made his defence, having stretched out the hand." This stretching forth of the hand has already been seen by Paul in Acts 21:40 and by Alexander in Acts 19:33. Barnes notes, quote, "This was the usual posture of orators or public speakers. The ancient statues are commonly made in this way, with the right hand extended. The dress of the ancients favoured this. The long and loose robe or outer garment was fastened usually with a hook or clasp on the right shoulder, and thus left the arm at full liberty." End quote. As for Paul's defence here, it is not one petitioning release. He was bound by law to go to Rome because of his appeal. Rather, he is repeating his case of innocence, knowing that it will be recorded for his trial in Rome. Further, his appeal to Agrippa may ease the burden of other Christians in the future who will be subject to Agrippa's rulings. A third reason is that Paul was an evangelist. What better opportunity to speak out the message of Christ? See Luke 21:12 and 13, where Jesus spoke of exactly such an opportunity. Life application. There are always times in life when it seems inconvenient to stop and tell someone about Jesus. We may be busy, we may have other things on our minds, etc. And yet, if we let the chance pass, we are bound to find out that whatever was distracting us wasn't that big of a deal after all. But more, we will then consider that we missed our opportunity to tell that person about Jesus. The "I'll get it next time" never happens. The message of Jesus is the only message that can redirect a person from condemnation to salvation. Without it, they will be lost forever. Let us remember this and use every opportunity to share the good news. Remember this from day to day. Redirect your mind to make sharing the gospel a priority. The more you do it, the more you'll be willing to do it. Like everything else, such things take mental effort to do. However, as you continue to share the good news, it will become more and more natural until it becomes a part of your daily life. So get started and continue on. Lord God, we often only get one chance to talk to a particular person. May we make talking about you a priority, so that when we have that one-time meeting with someone, we at least can say we used it properly and told them what you have done for us. Help us to not be people who later regret neglecting this most important of all human interactions. It alone can make an eternal difference in their destiny. May we be willing to share it. Amen.
Agrippa said to Paul, "You may now speak to defend yourself."
Then Paul raised his hand and began to speak.
Then Paul raised his hand and began to speak.
Acts 26, verse 1.
Thanks.